You're listening to Real Adventures for BF Goodrich, celebrating 150 years.
Welcome back to Real Adventures for BF Goodrich, celebrating 150 years. Red's tip is up now. Redmond, what do you have for us?
I'm just astonished how many people are still using the wrong burley cages, Pat. Like, I fished the whiting regularly, as you know, and the amount of people that are rocking up still with lead cages that aren't weighted, and I see their rope just hanging in the back of the tide, burling for Bruce that isn't there. So you need to get your cages down to the bottom for the whiting. Look at the design of a whiting's face. They're shaped so their mouth turns in underneath their jaw, and they feed hard on the bottom. So where are they going to be? They're going to be on the bottom. So get your burley cage. Now, my burley cage has a two kilo weight on the bottom of it. And then it has an extra 1.5 that I can add to it, which is just my dive weight. And it keeps it down in a strong tide. So make sure you get your burley where it needs to be, Pat. And that's Red Tips of the Week. Short, sharp, but effective.
It's time for the flying gaff. And this one's pretty simple, but it's been circulating on social media around Australia. A few blokes having a spa in a blow-up pool. And there's a Yamaha two-stroke at full throttle providing the bubbles at the other end. And you wonder, Redmond, why we have people being admitted to emergency. Secondly, why would you do it with a two-stroke? Because you're just going to be covered in fuel.
Fair enough.
Do it with a four-stroke. Far more safe. You've been listening to Real Adventures for BF Goodrich, celebrating 150 years. It's time to go fishing.